Good morning. Time for a cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. On the program today is Katrina Yoakum. She's with the Oklahoma City Veterans Affairs Healthcare System Group. And Katrina, we're happy to have you on the program today. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you, George. It's exciting that you guys are giving us this opportunity.
We want to talk about a special program for veterans coming up here later on this month. And we're doing that with the help of our Cool Conversation sponsors. They've been with us a long time, and we appreciate them very much. They are Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma. So, Katrina, we got a big program coming up for the Grady County Veterans Center. Let's give the folks a brief description of what's going to be going on.
Yeah, what's really cool is here in Oklahoma, especially just Oklahoma in general, the whole state, we actually got tasked a couple of years ago to really roll out to the community some different resources or some different PACT Act resource fairs that we're doing. And so what's really cool here, Oklahoma City VA Healthcare System, my leadership, the director here, Wade Velosage, pointed to me and said, "You're going to take this task on." And I said, "All right, well, I have one speed, sir, and that is fast." So for the last couple of years, we've been going to the rural and small areas, picking up small towns, small locations, kind of picking on the rural and the minority veterans that historically don't come in and use the VA or don't know how to use the VA or just don't even know where to start. It's a big old machine, right? And so what we're doing Thursday, January 23rd from 12 to 6, we got asked to do this for the Grady County Veterans Center. They are so obliging to let us have this happen there, but we call it a PACT Act Resource Fair. And what it is we recognized that as veterans come out and they want to see us, we're not going to just onesie-twosie them. We wanted to make sure that they had a one-stop shop. We wanted them to come in and be like, boom, here it is. Go here, go here, go here, and go here. And so what's happening on January 23rd from 12 to 6 at the Grady County Veterans Center is a veteran can walk in. We have them fill out a sheet so that we're not yelling their personal information across the room everywhere. But we have them fill out a sheet. It just helps us get them situated where they need to go. We kind of triage them in the beginning to just make sure, do you have your ID card? You know, are you enrolled? Those kind of things. Once they fill out the enrollment form, we have them keep that sheet. We walk them through. So some of them don't have a new ID card. We have that process right then and there. They sit down with that team. They get out the information that they need with the team. They take their lovely picture. Maybe their ID is old or they've lost it. It doesn't matter. They are there to make sure you need an ID. We are there to give it to you. The next level is getting them enrolled. The PACT Act, which I think we'll talk about a little bit later, but the PACT Act has really opened a lot of doors for a lot of veterans for just healthcare in general. So enrollment, you know, a lot of veterans in the past have said, "Oh, I got denied in the past." Well, things have changed. You know, different resources have changed, and so our enrollment team is there to make sure that they get enrolled and then get a first appointment. We usually set them up with their first appointment with their PACT Act team or with their PACT team here in the city or wherever they want to go because we have a lot of CBOX out in the rural areas. And then we get them set up with that. And then we walk them down the line. And this PACT Act Resource Fair is really focused on what the PACT Act of 2022 really brought. And we have toxic exposure screeners on site. We have them sit down with a provider. I always tell veterans we don't need any blood. We don't need any liquids or fluids. We're just here to ask you questions about your service. Sometimes veterans want to eliminate themselves from this stuff. They believe that the TV shows this beautiful picture of an Iraqi veteran around burn pits. Well, PACT Act is really about your toxic exposure. So anyone who was a firefighter in the service may not have served overseas, but he may be a firefighter and he was around that chemical equation, then that's a conversation we need to have with the toxic exposures. And so those doctors, providers, are there to just screen you, ask you several questions, just to make sure your health care is proper and we're taking care of you the way we should be taking care of you.
How long should it take? I mean, I guess it depends on the number of individuals that show up, but typically, how long should they plan on spending there?
Well, so it just depends, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. It really just depends. If you need all of it, expect maybe a 2-hour process because the other side of the room, too, is we have service officers from VBA and Oklahoma Department of Veteran Affairs who are there to also file a service-connected disability. And so the process just really depends on what you need. If you need it all, I would account for at least 2 hours of your day. If you don't need it all, we can pocket you into those different departments. Sometimes they're enrolled already. They have their ID card. They don't need a toxic exposure. They've already done it. They just want to talk to a service officer. Cool. That's another, you know, maybe an hour kind of thing. So, it's really kind of a cool thing. I will tell you, George, other states aren't doing this. And in the last 2 years, we have veterans coming from Missouri, Colorado, Arkansas, Kansas, Colorado. I mean, they're all coming here going, oh my gosh, I wish my state was doing this. And so, yeah, that's what we're doing on the 23rd, at the Grady County Veterans Center, who has graciously offered to give us their area for free, which is not always the option.
And they don't have to be, it's not just Grady County. It could be, as you mentioned, anywhere in the state or, maybe nearby states if they want to, if they can come by. Yeah.
Absolutely, George. We never turn anyone away, even though we're there from 12 to 6. We literally wait for the last veteran to walk out. Sometimes we recognize that some veterans are still working, right? You hear the veteran population, and it's like everyone thinks of the older veteran, but we have veterans who are in their 20s, you know, and they're working, and they have children or whatever that looks like. And so we wanted to make sure we offered early hours and later after work hours. So we stay till 12 to 6, and then we wait till the last veteran is done. And so I've stayed at these events till midnight.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it is what it is.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us on The Cool Conversation. On the program, Katrina Yoakum with the Oklahoma City Veterans Affairs Program. So you hold a lot of titles, I guess, there. Wear a lot of hats there at Oklahoma City?
I do, George. I technically am the congressional liaison officer. I work with the Senate and Congress and a liaison between our facility and their offices. I'm also the interim public affairs officer right now. We just recently lost our amazing old public affairs officer. She moved on. And so I'm holding that title until we can get a new one hired. And then you jokingly made the joke, you know, you must be outreach. Well, I am. I used to do outreach in the past on the eastern side of the state. And when I moved over here to this side of the state, the director, Wade Velosich, was like, I knew what you used to do, and I want you to do that here.
Good deal.
So, yeah, so I have been part of putting on these PACT Acts and making sure the team is in the room and make sure the state resources are in the room to just help veterans in general.
So talk about how this came around. We mentioned it's called the PACT Act, P-A-C-T. That's actually an acronym. As we all know, governments love acronyms. But yes. It is the Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics Act. And that was passed, you say, in 2022?
It was. In August of 2022, the current, I guess, soon going out, president signed this act in of August of 2022. And he really signed it because I believe he really his son was, he felt like a victim to some of the toxic exposures of his own service. And I believe his son actually passed away from it. So he felt like it was something that was needed. There were several senators who were involved in getting this act passed. But of August of 2022, they passed it, and it was a new law that really expanded the VA health care and the benefits for veterans that were exposed to, you know, let's say burn pits and other, I say, toxic substances, because I don't want any veteran to think, well, I wasn't around burn pits, that eliminates me. No, it's really about the toxic substances you were around.
Could that include Agent Orange?
It does. So so Agent Orange in the past was started, right, because of Vietnam veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Agent Orange kind of is thrown under this as well, and it actually expands even just Agent Orange. And we talk about presumptives. A lot of veterans will come and say, I'm a presumptive of Agent Orange. I have presumptives of Agent Orange. That is true. PACT Act, Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics PACT Act, really enlarged that and just added more presumptives to that. So although Agent Orange is a set of its own little offset to PACT Act, it's part of PACT Act, if that makes any sense. It's all kind of encompassing now under the same umbrella, and it just enlarges it even more. So,
what type of ID or information should veterans bring with them?
So when veterans come to any event, I really encourage them to really make sure that they have their driver's license. And that's really it. Would we like for them to have their DD-214, their military service records, any paperwork that they have that may be out of the service, any health care records that maybe the VA isn't aware of that you're getting privately. But I always tell veterans, don't think that you have to have that. We are more than capable to go get that for you. It just helps us to move you along faster if you do have it yourself. But if you have none of that, by all means, still come. And especially widows, George, we see this all day long. Widows, someone has passed, their spouse has passed away, they were the veteran. That widow is lost in the sauce and is like, I don't even know where all this is. I don't understand any of this. And so we absolutely put a widow in the first of the line to be like, hey, let's take care of that person. Let's make sure that they have the records that they need. And let's make sure they're filing for the proper things. Because of PACT Act, sometimes widows, even after their spouse has passed, are able to get benefits themselves because of what their spouse went through. And because the PACT Act wasn't in effect at the time, it's now in effect, and they now are a part of those benefits. So sometimes survivors can definitely come by, and we can see if we can get them a positive outcome by just showing up.
So this is coming up Thursday, January 23rd at the Grady County Veterans Center. That's downtown Chickasha. It's the old Chickasha City Hall. It used to be a number of years ago. And it's at 6th and Chickasha Avenue. Are there some other area communities that some of these are scheduled maybe in southwest Oklahoma we can talk about?
Well, I don't want to put my foot in my mouth.
Okay.
We are doing that.
All righty.
I will tell you that it takes some time to organize to allow people to allow us the space for free. And so I will tell you, if anyone is wondering, is there some more coming up? There absolutely is. If there's a time where you're like, where can I go check for that? Our Facebook page, Oklahoma City VA Healthcare System Facebook page, posts that. And then also you can do a quick Google of Oklahoma City VA community events. It will come up on that page as well. And so we're constantly adding to that. I also am the person who puts an email together, who sends out, there's a couple of emails that veterans will get. If they're in the area and they're about a 100-mile radius, they should be looking for an email if they've registered their email with us. About the event as well. We do it that way. And then we also do a tele town hall. Any veteran in that county and then a surrounding 100-mile radius, we tend to do a tele town hall. So if they're getting a tele town hall phone call, I'm like, what is this? Why are they calling me? It's because we want to tell you about the event. We just want to tell you about the health care that you're probably missing out on.
Well, so. We are happy to help you promote any of these upcoming meetings here in southwest Oklahoma. Just let me know, and I'll try to keep an eye on that as well. But it's a great program for veterans, and it's absolutely free. We want to mention that. And just takes a little bit of time, and I know veterans are used to standing in line, or I guess maybe they used to be in there or they're early when they first signed up on things. So nonetheless, we appreciate the veterans and what they've done for our country and are doing. And let's give the folks again a recap of this meeting that's coming up in Chickasha.
Yeah, so this event is our PACT Act Resource Fair. It's at Grady County Veterans Center. You can get your ID card. You can get enrolled. You can do a toxic exposure screening, and you can file a service connection claim during this time. It's really important that you come. We're there from 12 to 6. We hope to see you, and we're excited that you're helping us promote this, George.
All right. The address, 101 North 6th, or actually just 6th and Chickasha Avenue downtown. So that's all the information on that. Katrina, we really appreciate your time this morning, and look forward to meeting you when you come to town.
Yeah, thank you, George, and thank you and your platform for having us.
Katrina Yoakum with the Oklahoma City Veterans Affairs Program on our Cool Conversation. And a big shout-out to our Cool Conversation sponsors, Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma.